Charles Soto makes a living designing jewelry, clothing, and tattoos. He started tattooing about 4 years ago.
Tattooing was a moment in my life of desperation. I hit rock bottom. I was dead broke. I had a really good friend of mine. He just told me, Soto, I'll go half on a tattoo machine. And he trusted me enough, and he gave me his arm.
Soto's mother had died a few years earlier after a long illness. He was 21, and he had been taking care of her.
After that, after she passed away, I kind of felt like I had no idea where I was standing or what I was doing. So.
Family wounds boiled up between him and his older brother, and they became estranged. 3 years went by when he got an important call. It was his brother. He wondered if Soto would help him with his bills by moving in with him. Soto thought it was a chance to heal the relationship.
And that's when he told me he was diagnosed with HIV.
A few months later, Soto's brother died.
I just wish I would have known sooner. You know, those are the things that really affect you, or those thoughts, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Soto's mood changed, and so did his art. He continued tattooing, but now he was also sanding and sculpting shapes of hearts from clay and piercing them with bullets. Some sat on top of torn, partly burned American flags.
Bullets was contemplating negative thoughts, negative things that were happening in my life, and also current events.
He called the series Bullets and Heartbreaks.
You had everything, Sandy Hook and Trayvon Martin, the war in Iraq, things happening in Syria. You know, the psychological aspect of having a loss, whether it's through gun violence or any form of loss, it changes you tremendously.
He posted photos of the series on Instagram, and that's where Erica Ceballos first saw them.
I met him when he was a tattoo artist. I actually have one of his tattoos on my back.
Ceballos is the manager of a Banana Republic, the store on the corner of 8th and Collins in the heart of Miami Beach. She had an idea. Why not feature Soto's work in the store during Art Basel weekend?
Because we have the international customer, so now getting that local customer really involved. I feel like he already has a big following, so why not utilize that? He's a known artist within the Miami scene.
But that series, with its torn and burned American flags, could alienate customers.
I love the concept of the bullets and heartaches, but you know, it's Banana Republic, and we don't want to be too controversial.
When it comes to making something political, when you dive into that, it's never pretty.
We obviously had to get approval, you know, to make sure that we're not showcasing something that doesn't stand with our brand.
Instead, Soto's pen and ink drawings, which often portray whimsical images of children in a nightmarish, gritty landscape, will be on display this week at Banana Republic. He says he's grateful for the exposure, even if he can't show his latest series.
I remember my mom used to say, "Todo entra por los ojos." So it's one of those things. If you could create the attraction and get somebody's attention, you could definitely relay the message.
Soto's next project is a collaboration with local artist Respect Fresh to develop an art collective in Broward for musicians, artists, and filmmakers. And he says he's getting ready for a solo show of the Bullets and Heartbreak series early next year. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Miami.